This is News Plus Special English. The college entrance exam is gaining recognition in more countries, but it lags behind other tests. Up to 1,000 universities in 14 popular overseas destinations for Chinese applicants now accept the Gaokao test scores as admission criteria. The findings reflect increasing overseas recognition for China's National College Entrance Examination, though it still lags behind other exams. The study was released by London-based MyOffer, as this year's Gaokao scores were announced in some parts of China. MyOffer helps international students with university placement, overseas internships, and career development. Earlier reports claimed that the Gaokao results were accepted in 20 countries and regions, but MyOffer's study contains by far the most detailed findings available. According to MyOffer, Italy and France are the most welcoming destinations. All of France's more than 180 universities and colleges accept Chinese Gaokao scores. Chinese applicants may apply for 206 Italian institutions through bilateral education arrangements operated by the Marco Polo Project and Turandot Program if their scores meet admission requirements. Australia, where more than 30 universities accept Gaokao scores for admission, and Spain, with more than 50, are both considered favourable destinations. Almost 460,000 Chinese students went abroad last year, up by 11% compared with 2013. This is News Plus Special English. China has decided to offer students from the southern areas of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region bonus points that will be added to the total scores of their national college examination, the Gaokao. The move aims to give them a better chance of obtaining a place at a college or university. The new policy is part of the central government's plan to let more students from southern Xinjiang have the opportunity to receive higher education. According to the new rule, the ethnic Han majority students from several prefectures in southern Xinjiang will receive 10 extra points, and the bonus points for students of 11 ethnic minority groups in the area will increase from 10 to 50 this year. In addition, more than 700 colleges and universities around China will offer 3,700 places, especially for students from southern Xinjiang. More than 47,000 students will benefit from the latest preferential policy approved by the Ministry of Education. During a meeting in May last year, President Xi Jinping said southern Xinjiang's development should be planned at the state level, and special policies were going to be adopted to help develop the region. Xinjiang expects to see 40% of its students attending colleges and universities by 2020.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com